Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. All soldiers, answer the caller of Allah. Translated. The crimes committed by the Jewish entity day and night in Gaza, the West Bank, Lebanon and Syria are no secret. The world's preoccupation today is what is happening in Muslim countries, especially the blessed land of Palestine. Hardly any news bulletin, newspaper or magazine is void of it. Social media sites all kinds are ablaze with horrific news and images of targeting the children, infants, women and the elderly, the demolition of mosques, the destructions of hospitals, the bulldozing of streets, the demolition of homes over the heads of the inhabitants, the bombing and burning of tents along with the displaced and their meager belongings. O soldiers, O officers, how do you feel every morning when you look in the mirror wearing your military uniforms with their stars and crowns? Does a sense of chivalry not stir within you for saving Gaza? How do you feel when you line up in the morning lines displaying your shining weapons and shouting at the top of your voices that you are the defenders of the homeland? Does that not inspire you with protective zeal? How do you feel when you receive orders from regimes allied with the forces of evil and corruption, participating in the direct, relentless bombing of your brothers and people? Do you not feel humiliated and degraded? How do you feel when you embrace your children to your chests, upon which you have hung your medals, when you see the fathers in Gaza packing the remains of their sons into bags for burial? Do you not feel ashamed? How do you feel when you are gathered around the dining table with your wives and children, with your stomachs full, while your brothers and sisters in Gaza cannot find a sip of water or even a piece of bread? Can you enjoy the food or drink? How does a wise person among you feel when he is about to die in his bed, the death of a cattle, having abandoned jihad and no longer had time to fulfill his duties to support the oppressed? How do you feel, O soldier, as you carry your colleague who passed away in his bed, having neglected his duty, perhaps even defending the oppressors? Does your conscience not tell you that this time is short and that your duty is calling you? How baffling, O soldiers! How do you watch all these tragedies, then pass by them as if they do not concern you, as if those targeted are not of your kind and it is your duty to support them? How did you accept humiliation while your brothers and sisters are calling for your help? Their fathers are crying out for your help. Their sons are calling for your rescue. Their daughters are begging you for mercy, and none of you is there to answer. استجيبوا لربكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا مرد له من الله. ما لكم من ملجأ يومئذ وما لكم من نكير.
Respond to your Lord before the coming of a day from Allah that cannot be averted. There will be no refuge for you, then no grounds for denial of sins. Surah Shura, verse 47. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.